Hi, and welcome to the Win-Win Podcast. I am your host, Shauna Simalong. In the quest to drive sales productivity for your business, you've likely asked yourself, what does good look like? This month on the Win-Win Podcast, we're helping you answer this question by exploring best practices on how you can deliver strategic enablement with HighSpot. According to Forbes, 71% of C-level executives believe sales productivity is critical to achieving growth. But unlocking this can often be easier said than done. Here to help us understand how to unlock sales productivity today is John Pereira, our Chief Marketing Officer at HighSpot. Thanks for joining us, John. I'd love for you to tell us a little bit about yourself, your background, and your role here at HighSpot.
Hi, Shauna. It's a delight to be with you all. As you said, I'm the Chief Marketing Officer here at HighSpot. I also run our Partner Alliance team. I joined the company about 4.5 years ago when we had less than 100 employees, so it's been really exciting to see the growth. Before HighSpot, I spent 7 years at Adobe and about 18 years at Microsoft. And I'm a native of Seattle and happy to be here on the Win-Win Podcast with you.
Excited to have you here as well, John. So thank you so much for joining us. I'll start with what seems like an easy question, but I'd love your perspective on this. What is sales productivity and why is it so important for companies to focus on that today?
There's several definitions of sales productivity out there, and to keep it simple, I think it's really just about how much revenue is a company making for every single sales rep. A really simple equation. And when you're in the boardroom, the discussion is also around what percentage of your reps are on quota. And these are really critical questions because, as it turns out, most sales reps aren't spending most of their time selling. In fact, based on Gartner research, 72% of a rep's time is spent not selling and not working with the customers. And so if you consider a few things, for example, your company OPEX, sales and marketing is perhaps often the highest percentage of your total OPEX, particularly in the B2B space. And the board and the company and shareholders and stockholders and employees need to see the return on investment of that. And it's important more now than ever. Today's economy is tough. Most salespeople have never sold through a down market like this. I've spoken with dozens of chief revenue officers who say, yeah, our salespeople haven't sold in 2007 and 2008. So this is all very new. And it's also happening at a time where buying teams, the buying process has become much more complex. So sales productivity is probably topic number one in today's boardroom.
Which is why it is a critical topic when we think about what good looks like. And that is absolutely what we're here to talk about today and how to leverage what good looks like to empower productivity. But to set the stage, John, I'm curious to hear from your perspective about the inverse of that. What does bad look like?
Ooh, I love this question. And something that we've all suffered from at one point of our career or other. So I think about three things here, Shauna. First of all, bad looks like the inability to execute on a company's strategic growth initiatives. So if you look at a recent HBR article, it turns out that around 70% of all strategic initiatives fail. These are strategic initiatives to grow your business. And what often happens is that the boardroom, sales leadership, marketing leadership may come up with exactly the right strategy to grow the business, to retain your customer base, to grow customer satisfaction, to drive cross-sell. But failure happens. You don't have execution on the front line with your frontline salespeople. And those strategic growth initiatives aren't reinforced by sales managers. I'll give you a great example of this. Many companies have spent hundreds, if not millions of dollars on implementation of a new sales methodology, something like MEDPIC. And I've heard many CROs say, yeah, we've been working for 18 months on implementing our new sales methodology, but it's actually not being, you know, carried through by sales managers and sales reps. And you'll also see marketing teams aren't aligned to the new sales methodology. So that's number one. It's about the lack of execution on your strategic growth initiatives. The second characteristic of what bad looks like is totally classic, and it's when your sales and marketing teams aren't aligned. They don't have a single source of truth for the core message. They're not aligned at a very detailed level on the goals. They don't have a shared scorecard. They have two different scorecards. And we see this all of the time. And maybe the last one I'll mention is we often see many companies have what I'll call a patchwork approach to sales enablement. So what does that mean? They have dozens of different tools. They don't have shared analytics on what's working. They don't have a single point of view around the process to land strategic initiatives. And they're just trying to do enablement just in time with whatever the emergency fire drill of the day is. So they don't have the people, the process, or the tools really needed to roll things out smoothly. So those are three characteristics, I think, of what bad looks like.
Now, again, to the topic at hand for today, what does good look like when it comes to driving sales productivity?
Yeah, I've spent probably the last 3 or 4 months speaking with dozens of chief revenue officers and CMOs on this quest to really understand what good looks like. And also looking here within HighSpot, you know, we have a fantastic enablement team and great process and learning from that. And, you know, what good looks like, I synthesize it down to three areas. Number one, what's in common for all these very high-performing companies is that they place a huge amount of focus and effort on their people and their culture. And in particular, they're talking about a culture of sales excellence, of sales rigor. They have a huge focus on diversity, equity, and inclusion. What good looks like are teams that are actively measuring what are the engagement scores of our frontline salespeople. And you know, there's a deep investment and bet into the art and the craft of selling. So when you hear what good looks like, number one is it's about people and culture at the very core. Number two, it's about the process. And in particular, you hear a lot about having a system of operational rigor. What that means is that, you know, there's no deviation. There's no mystery around execution. There is consistent behavior change and consistent execution on company strategy from the very top to the very front line. You see very strong alignment and a single source of truth between sales and marketing on the goals. There's deep inspection at a very regular basis around how we're doing on funnel conversion at every single step. And so that notion of operational rigor is at the very core of the process for what good looks like. The third area and the final area is technology. And the interesting question, and companies that are absolutely winning always have a system that equips, trains, and coaches their reps to be at their very best. I'll give you an anecdote. I was recently speaking with the former chief revenue officer for DocuSign, and we were talking about what does operational rigor look like. And he said, look, do you believe that your sales teams will be more productive if you effectively equip, train, and coach them? Well, the answer to that has to absolutely be yes. And then the next question is, well, whose job is that to equip, train, and coach? And the answer really is the CRO or the head of sales in deep partnership with the head of sales enablement. But you can't do it without a system, a technology platform that allows you to coach on these behaviors that you want to see, that allow you to inspect, that allow you to have a single source of truth for each one of these areas. So what good looks like is people, process, and technology coming together to create a system of operational rigor that helps sellers execute every time on time.
Three fantastic areas of focus. And I think it's also a wonderful segue into my next question, John, which is what are some of the ways that HighSpot can help teams be what good looks like?
Yeah, great question. I would say 2 or 3 years ago, several of the key leaders within HighSpot started to think very long and hard about this question. We were a technology company, first and foremost, deep bets on AI, deep bets on sort of next generation experiences for sellers. And we knew that that wasn't enough. And we started to look at companies within our portfolio, customers that were doing better than others, that were just really doing an amazing job at execution. And it became clear that there were a number of patterns that emerged. And we took all of that pattern matching and we created and launched something that we call the Strategic Enablement Framework. And essentially what that says is based on where a company wants to go execute your core programs, your key growth initiatives, the business outcomes that you need to drive, you need a comprehensive system that thinks about how you equip, train, and coach and drive the behavior changes that you need at scale. So we've taken that framework and we've made all of it available through the HighSpot Spark community, through our professional services teams, through our Highspot University as a system that companies can rely on that drive much more strategic enablement. And so I think the number one way in which we can help, far above and beyond just our technology platform, is this methodology to drive more repeatable growth. The second thing I'd mention is community. As a company, we've bet so deeply on the sales enablement community. We are deep believers in the change makers that these players have in your organization. In particular, we've created two noteworthy communities where people can connect, network, and share best practices. In particular, I'd call out the Highspot Spark community, which is accessible, of course, right from within the product. And what some people don't know is that we also built out the Sales Enablement Professional community, Sales Enablement Pro, that has events like the Soiree. That's now almost 30,000 members strong. And so this bet on community is a bet on the discipline and the impact of strategic enablement. And if we have a really thriving community, we think that we can help companies grow and have impact the way that they want to. The third area is around services and support. The excellence, the care that we have taken to make sure that every single customer is successful. We listen really carefully to our customers and how they want to drive growth. And recently, we've actually operationalized a lot of those discussions into actual tools, real telemetry, where we can understand, like, hey, if a company has a strategic growth initiative around, let's say, for example, cross-sell, well, every single month, every quarter, we'll be working with that customer on how are you doing? Are you hitting the metrics that you want to? And the analytics within Highspot, how are those really showcasing that the behavior change that you need to see is actually taking place so that we can help companies accelerate their growth? So those are three or four areas in which I think Highspot can really help on this front.
I'd love to dive in a little bit more on that first one, which is around the strategic enablement framework, because one of the things that I love about that methodology is it really helps to take the guesswork out of what good looks like. And, you know, as you've mentioned, John, in times of economic uncertainty, I think clarity is key. So can you tell our audience about what it means to have strategic enablement?
Yeah, for sure. In our view, that's a repeatable system that allows you to equip, train, and coach your sales reps in two specific areas. The first is what I call foundational programs. And the second is around the execution of these strategic initiatives that we've been discussing. So let's take a look at the first. It's really interesting, even in today's market where we've seen, you know, really painful degree of layoffs in many different sectors, most companies will experience churn of their sales force of around 30 to 35%. What that means is that in any 12-month basis, every sales company in the B2B space is probably hiring 30 to 35% of their sales reps brand new. And the more complex your product line, the longer the ramp time is. In some companies, it could be 8, 9, 10, 11 months before a rep is off ramp. So a foundational program within strategic enablement has to be onboarding. If you can shave 1 month, a month and a half off that ramp time, that's massively impactful when it comes to sales productivity and impact on revenue. It's also about, you know, these strategic initiatives. And, you know, at the core of that, I think, are a number of elements. One of them is coaching, which we've talked about a little bit. But as we talk to CROs really around the world, one of the things that's becoming most apparent is that when you enable your field on a new project, a new initiative, on a cross-sell approach, for example, one of the mistakes we see is that they'll just go straight to the front line and enable the reps. What good looks like is actually enabling your sales managers maybe a month ahead of time, because you need those sales managers to coach the reps on what good looks like and how to really drive that strategic initiative all the way down to the front line. It's about having the right message and making sure that, you know, at every point of the buyer's journey, every rep is equipped with the right message at the right time of the sales cycle to help move that deal forward. And so all of this, I think, really requires, you know, a system of strategic enablement where you're looking left to right around how do we equip our reps? How do we train them effectively and onboard them faster than before? and enable our sales managers to be world-class coaches. And if you pull all those together, you can really have a system that helps companies land both foundational programs, which are absolutely core to running your business, and maybe more importantly, those things that are growth drivers, even in this down market.
John, with that, I'd love to understand, especially given kind of your role at Highspot as CMO, what role does marketing play in driving sales productivity and really helping to empower what good looks like?
Yeah, great question. I think that, you know, first of all, I'd say a lot of it is about what's the mission of marketing? And sort of in my view, it's about helping sellers win deals. Like, we live and exist to serve sales. And the more that we really deeply embrace that mindset, the better job that we can do in terms of helping drive seller productivity. Now, by the way, it goes beyond that. It's about helping customers be successful. It's about driving category thought leadership. It's about driving customer satisfaction. But specific to sales productivity, it's taking that mindset that we're here to serve. And so where does that start? I think it starts with seller empathy. Do the marketers in the organization spend a lot of time working with sellers on deals, listening in on calls, attending meetings, really being investigative and curious about what are the hardest questions that customers are asking, and having really deep seller empathy, knowing like what it's like, what how hard these questions are that our reps are getting. And it's a mindset shift that is so critical to driving sales productivity. So number one on my list is that mission and sort of sense of empathy and knowing what it's like. Number two is, you know, it's the role of marketing to set sales up for success when it comes to competitive insights. And, you know, really aggregating and understanding what are competitive trends, where's your competitor, you know, trying to upend you, how do you really equip, train, and coach every single seller at your company around, you know, the battle card and sort of the sales plays on the competitive front. But it's marketing's job to be the subject matter experts and to help the company understand how we win competitively. Hand in hand with that, it's about the ICP, the ideal customer profile, the buyer insights. What are the hardest pain points that customers have, and how can we really craft our story and our market and the air cover every single stage of the funnel, from the top of the funnel all the way through to when deals are in the negotiation stage, that we're providing the tools, the resources, the case studies, the references, the business case needed to really address those buyer insights that we're aggregating. The next one on the list is around building a compelling message. And I think the old way of having a really strong message was marketers would go do a bunch of customer research, they'd understand what the message is, and they'd roll it out to the field. And that worked for a long time. But I think today what good looks like is a much more collaborative approach to development of the message. And I'll give you an anecdote about something we did here at Highspot that I just really think has been effective, is that around twice a year, we pull together sales, marketing, and enablement. We pull people that are on the front line of all these roles, people that are managers, and people that are, you know, vice presidents of the company for a series of workshops. And we build the core message together. And the reason that we do that is that we keep it real. We're grounding ourselves on what are the really hard questions, what's really working, and let's do this together. So you create shared buy-in because we created the message together, which then means there's much higher likelihood that it's consistent across the entire company. Something I mentioned earlier, it's about having an aligned sales and marketing scorecard. And, you know, marketing's job is to really understand what are those sales metrics and KPIs, and understanding exactly every step of the journey, every MQL, every pipeline generated, every marketing attribution touch point, how is it helping move deals forward? And I think maybe the last thing I would mention is that marketing's job is to really understand the analytics of the content, the campaigns, the programs, and the sales plays, and understanding what works so that we can scale it. And, you know, platforms like Highspot, you know, allow access into those analytics that allow us to fine tune our job and make it even better. So we're providing better content, better campaigns, better approaches to drive prospects through the funnel. And so those are some of the things that I think about in terms of the role of marketing to really drive sales productivity and empower what good looks like, especially during these times.
John, thank you so much for sharing your CMO perspective on what good looks like. To close, what advice would you give other executive leaders who are looking to unlock sales productivity within their organizations?
Yeah, and I'm not sure I'd call this advice so much as maybe what we're all learning from each other. And so, as I mentioned earlier, I've been spending a lot of time with CROs and CMOs at high growth B2B companies in the last few months, also just asking the question, like, what does good look like? And if I were to aggregate all of that, what I'm learning and maybe the advice from all of the cohort, what's very common is that right now what's needed is a system of operational rigor in the selling process. And that's about the elimination of guesswork. It's about eliminating just-in-time enablement. And it's about having a very strong structured approach to driving repeatable behavior change across your field. And 201, what we're hearing is that it comes down to these three areas that I've mentioned before. Investing in your people is job number one. It has never been more important. It's that very first experience they have when they're interviewing. It's about the onboarding experience, the excellence of the program you have onboarding. It's about the culture that's created by sales and marketing leaders, having a culture of sales excellence and execution, rewarding that, helping people be experts at their craft, really deeply embedding diversity, equity, inclusion, and belonging through their approach. And don't forget the importance of coaching. And, you know, most frontline sales managers were great sales reps, but they were never trained on how to be great coaches. And so I think learning and advice number one is that it all starts, and very obviously, with people, and it has those dimensions. Number two, it's about the process for operational rigor. And programs like the HighSpot Strategic Enablement Framework that systematically looks at how do we equip, how do we train, how do we coach, how do we get the analytics on what's working, how can we actually train, you know, track and measure that we're driving the behavior changes that we need to see in our field. That is absolutely critical. And then finally, it's about making sure your sellers and your enablement team and your sales process has the right tech stack in place. And frankly, most companies have too many sales tools. I've spoken with a number of people who say, yeah, no, we have 10, 12, 16 different sales tools. If you can consolidate down to the critical few that allow you to have one system for execution, you're creating a stronger bias for excellence and a stronger system of operational rigor. So that's what we're learning. That's what we're really excited about. And that's everything around what good looks like. And we're putting a lot of our learning and resources into the HighSpot Spark community to share with you.
Absolutely. John, thank you so much for joining us today.
It was a delight.
To our audience, thank you for listening to this episode of the Win-Win Podcast. Be sure to tune in next time for more insights on how you can go beyond what good looks like with HighSpot.